need anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is Game... Wait, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is Game Time!
You know what I love the most about the game is taking a moment to have in my head what I'm going to do when she walks through that door. And then the way I'm going to make her smile, the way I make her laugh, the way I'm going to make her blush, the way I'm going to make her feel comfortable. Also allowing her to just walk around and like notice my apartment, notice the artwork, notice all the things about it as I get her favorite wine or something, as she holds the glass close to her chest, kind of dancing and swaying to the music, and I tell her to take off her shoes. And as she's walking around my house, she stops, and I make sure I watch every move, because when she stops, I know this is the opportunity to talk to her. And I see when she stops to look at a painting. And to be able to tell her the painter, to be able to tell her about the strokes, to be able to tell her about why I got this painting and what I saw in that painting, to be able to turn her around, to be able to take my hand and slowly grace the side of her face, look her in her eyes, ask her how the wine tastes and everything. Even though I don't drink wine, still curious about how that wine tastes on your lips. Going for the kiss. And now that I have that in my mind, I know when I approach that woman that is wherever she's at right now, because I have that in my mind, I can see a future of what I know I can do. So then it's at that point that I go in and put my bid in, because I know I'm going to do all the steps to lead to what I just talked about. I'll be talking about that today. But for a lot of guys today, it's because of the successes that they get. They sometimes freeze, or they sometimes don't talk to women. They sometimes don't communicate themselves because of a future of, I'm lucky. I got the woman. What do I do next? What do I say next? How do I say it next? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But first, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. How you doing? I am the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, please take a moment to get your crayons out and everything, guys. Take all your crayons out. Get your notes, guys. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We want to try to answer all the questions that you have. Put a T in there, guys. You can call in. We're going to chop it up. Okay, I just want to let you guys know. For you new guys out there, I was just saying before, you're new, make sure you go to the dollar store, get your puzzle pieces, put them together, and start your process of manhood. For the ladies out there, you know who you are. How you doing? Doing good. How are you doing? You know who you are. So let's get into it, man. Tyler, no, I did not see it. Send it to me, Tyler, and I will look it over. I don't look at it. You got to send it over, Tyler. Send that over. Let me send it over again. Let me know when it's there, and I'll check. All right, guys. So this is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class in session. But like I said, the reason why I have no problem walking over to any woman anytime, anywhere, if she's at a bar, she's at a club, she's at a grocery store, she's walking down the street, if she's at Starbucks, I don't care what she's doing, if she's at the cash register or she's in line getting something, is because I've already created a future in my head, one of millions of futures in my head, in which I get to choose which one I want to pick. Because I know which one I want to pick, I'm able to keep and continue on putting in my bid with that woman. Now, if we look at the end result as a five, and I'm just saying going on our fours, but we're saying the end result is a five, I know the steps that I need to do to get to that five. I know the number one thing I need to do is get my bid in. The number two thing I need to do is make sure our first text message. The number three thing I need to do is set the date up. And between that and that five, I'm going to show her through land, sea, and air and drive her towards my five, where she wants to be a part of my world versus me be a part of hers. But that is how game works. When you can see a future, you can see all the moves that need to be made. But for the man out there that has the fear of failures, the fear of success, they can't see a future. Now, they see a future of fucking, don't get me wrong, but that's as far as it goes. All they see is the penetration. But see, as a man, I don't see the physical penetration. I see the mental penetration. But the mental penetration has to happen where she is willing, without manipulation, without lies, tricks, or gimmicks, willing to allow me to come inside her world and flip that motherfucker upside down. That's what I'm talking about today, guys. Gentlemen, like we talked about last night, we talked about a lot of things. We kind of got deep about your belief system and how you believe things, all your expectations and all this stuff. All these things are reasons why when you get to a certain point, and we did talk about faith and believing in something, and that is pretty huge, because the problem is that you believe in something, but that something is not you. And if your belief is in anything other than you, then this is not for you, because the game is for the man that believes in himself and himself only. But if you do not believe in yourself, what's going to happen is your mind is going to force and trigger beliefs in everything else outside of you, to a point, like we talked about last night, just to graze over it, that you begin to put layers over the core of who you are as a man, the thing that got you to the egg. But once you start believing in everything else but yourself, you begin to push layers on top of yourself because you're too busy trying to be the second best, whatever you hear, whatever you follow. Thus, it's hard to really find yourself and really get out there and win with women. So that was just a quick synopsis of what we're talking about and what's going on. So, but with that being said, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about something else because this weighs on the mind of a lot of guys. You're out. You're either out walking around, you're out doing something, or you're just logged in online, or you're just swiping. You're doing something. Then all of a sudden you see her. And you see her, and all of a sudden you perk up a little bit. Your eyes get a little bit wide, and you say to yourself, damn, man, shit. Man, I love to fuck that. I love to hit that, which is okay. But as soon as you I would love to hit that, then all of a sudden it comes without any warning. It starts to tell you about a future that you cannot have. It is either going to tug on your first judgment. It is either going to force you to look at your second judgment. It's either going to look at your third judgment, or it's going to force you to look at the fourth, fifth, or sixth judgments that you may have to deter you from even performing the action, because part of your mind says, I want this woman, but the other part of your mind says, what am I going to do if I get her? What am I going to say when I get her attention, or what should I say to present myself to her? How should I say it? Why should I say it? When should I say it? And then all of a sudden, while you're doing that, you begin to build up more fear and more anxiety in your mind, where you are not worried not only about the fear of past failures. You not only worry about the fear of what you are in the present, but also your mind has a way of saying to you that, you know what, there is also a fear of the future. I had a client today, met a girl, almost followed everything correctly, but then he went out on a date with her to a wine bar, which was okay, but because he wasn't a student of the game, because he didn't study, because he didn't believe in himself, he reverted back to the safe place of asking a bunch of boring questions. To later on, when he tried to set the date up again, the woman said to him, I'm not interested in you. And this is what happens for a lot of guys. And we're going to talk about that today, okay, gentlemen? That's what we're going to talk about. But first, Tyler, let me see this shit that you got. Shit, Tyler, I can't read all. Let me just show you and see. Damn, Tyler, what the fuck? Come on, Tyler. All right, man, shit. All right, well, you got two-piece. All right. Tyler's saying something to old girl. Let's fuck what he's saying. Let's get to what she's saying, all right? So, Tyler, Joy has it. Okay. All right, guys, hold on, time out. All right, Tyler, hold on a second. Tyler filed a program. Guys, if you're just joining us, last night Tyler was talking to a girl. He asked for help because she felt that because everything was moving at such a weird pace that she was hesitant on, you know, pulling away slightly. Not pulling away as in not, I don't want to be with you, but pulling away because this is new territory and she's kind of like dipping her toes in, okay? I told Tyler what to say live on the air. Tyler followed it, and this is what the woman said in return before we start the show, okay? So, hold on a second. Damn it. Oh, there we go. That should do it. Ah, come on. I just had that shit. There we go. So after he said that to her, what I told him to say, she says, my apologies for the day response. My dad was here and needed my help. All right, teach stuff to figure it out. Okay, that's the first part. Let me get to the paragraph, the book she wrote. She wrote a fucking book. We'll go over it and show you game right here, okay? Put the ties in the pot. Okay, listen, listen, here we go. Look at it. Wait. Let's look at it. Look at it right there. I love your response. And I'm so glad that you feel invited and trusted. The respect and care that I can feel in your response really helps me build trust and opening up for me. Hold on, guys. Wait a second. Y'all see, y'all, again, nobody does what we do, and nobody shows you the results of what we do. If you guys are watching what we did last night with this woman who felt that, matter of fact, wait a second, hold on, guys. If you're just joining us, hold on, Tyler. Tyler, do me a favor, Tyler. Send me the email she sent you on the hesitation. I don't have time to look it up. Let me see if I can find it before you send it. But before we go into this, let me see if I can find it, Tyler. Tyler. Oh, wait, that's not it. Wait. Find it. Hold on. Tyler, you sent this? Wait, that's the woman. I can't show her face. All right, I got it, Tyler. Don't worry about it. This was what she wrote Tyler, okay? This is what she wrote Tyler. We're going to read this, okay? This is Tyler sent this yesterday, okay? It's important to me that the emotional, intellectual, spiritual, intellectual and spiritual connection be as balanced and tender as the physical connection. As a part of me wants to place our sensual connection so things don't feel out of balance for me. That's why there are moments of hesitation on my part last night, okay? Just want to communicate openly. Now, gentlemen, now listen to what we say. Now, we read this live on the air, and I did it right off the top of my head and told Tyler what to say, and Tyler did it, okay? Tyler did it. But what I'm trying to show you guys, see, Tyler did a fucking 9-5. That's all he did. Came at her in a different direction and took what I told him to say, because let me tell you something. You see, gentlemen, when a woman is expressing hesitation to you, that is not that she doesn't trust you. Sometimes they don't trust themselves, and sometimes they might want to do more than what they planned on doing because the feeling is so great. Where, like I told you before, a woman's belief system can be, I'm a good girl. I won't suck a dick. I won't do these things. It's my morals and all this other stuff. And then she gets with a real man, and then she starts to do things. And then sometimes she regrets those things. But then there's sometimes, guys, where a woman will do something and slow down a little bit and say, well, I'm just going too fast. I'm going way too fast. I need to hold myself back because I feel like I'm giving more of myself to this guy, and I shouldn't give him that, but I just feel so free and just feel so just one with this person. I want to connect with him any way I can, but I got to slow it down because the hesitation is the fear of, okay, all the guys that I've met before him never made me feel this way. I never felt so relaxed, so loving. And again, this is part of the drug that she is administrating herself from Tyler. Tyler is giving her the drug of him. If y'all saw the things he did, the land, sea, and air, he was hitting her with communication ways that was giving her drugs where she could keep playing and playing to a point where she felt that, not that it was going too fast, but it was hesitant. Now, please understand this, guys. This is one of the hugest tests that a lot of you guys fucking fail. You see, sometimes a woman is going to tell you, okay, listen, I love where we're at right now, but I just don't want to go too fast. Just to see what kind of motherfucking man you are at the end of the day, okay? See, when a woman tells a guy that, you know what, things are going too fast, can we slow it down a little bit? And a man that's inexperienced is going to get in it. He's going to get mad. He's going to get emotional. He's going to be in his feelings. And he's going to make the woman feel like shit by judging her. It's another judgment he has on her, which then makes that woman, okay, not want to be with that guy. Because for some women out there, having sex or giving their body away is not just a thing that they're going to give to anybody. They want to give it to someone that makes them feel special, not happy. That's why I always tell you, it is not my job to make a woman feel happy. It's my job to make her feel special. And when you make her feel special, that's when there's certain things in her that says she clings to you and she wants to give more of herself to you. And then there are women out there that will say, you know what, you know, this is going too fast. And you know what, you know, I like to see you. And I know that, you know, maybe I flirted with you or maybe we talked a little dirty. But you know what, I was just in a moment, but I want to let you know that, you know what, I just like to see you and everything. No sex or anything. I just want to spend some time with you. Some guys will take that as a she doesn't like me or she's wasting my time, and they fuck up and they get mad and don't do that. Had that happen several times. They will always tell guys like us that, you know what, I just want to spend some time with you. I'll be on my best behavior. That's what I always tell them. Listen to what I'm saying. I will be on my best behavior because I'm already in. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything because of the invite that I had. And because I get the invite, I'm fine with doing things on her time. But what you guys don't understand about women is that when they get around a certain kind of man, even though they don't want to, remember, guys, I want y'all to see something, gentlemen. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number and all the other stuff. Got y'all covered if y'all want to call in, but I'm breaking some stuff down before we get into the nooks and crannies of the show, because what I'm showing you is very important. Remember, gentlemen, every woman that I see is no different than you. She's got her belief system. But see, the thing that I know is once I get the invite, I'm going to get her to want to fuck me. Hey, I'm going to get her to want to touch me, her to kiss me, her to look me in my eyes, and her to say, you know what, I know I shouldn't. I shouldn't. But you know what, I trust you enough that you're either going to take care of my body, and you're not going to make me feel like a slut or judge me for the things that I'm going to do, because the connection that we have is so great and so powerful that I feel like I need to give myself to you, because I feel like if I walk away from you right now, the insecurities that I have as I walk away, I'm going to feel like I'm going to lose someone like you. And I don't want to lose you. And I'd rather give you a part of me to show you that I am loyal to you. And guys, this is motherfucking game that they don't teach on the surface. But let's continue, okay? Now, remember, she says about, we already got there. We already talked about the hesitation, okay? So let's get back to, I told Tyler what to say off the top of my head. So Tyler hit her up, and let's get to what she said, okay? Now, this is very important. Let's look at what she said. Let's blow it up. Okay, so let's get back. Okay, so now, this is a woman that was hesitant, okay? Now, after I told Tyler what to say, Tyler said it, and let's go with what she's saying. I love your response. I'm glad you feel invited and trusted. The respect and care that I feel for your response really helps build more trust and opening up for fucking me, you goddamn motherfuckers. I'm a bad motherfucker here, I'm telling you. In fact, this kind of communication and connection is precisely what I need to continue to build trust in a bond and feel really understood by you saying you want to move forward in a way, ready, that allows me to feel like I have both feet on the motherfucking ground versus a toe in the water, gentlemen. Remember, I said that. That's exactly what I need. And when I feel that way, I'm able to surrender much more fully to you. Uh-huh. See that? On that sexual level, in the way you know, which is such a turn on, by the way, I already feel very confident in you. Indeed know how to do this. I really hope this text, doesn't wake you up. No need to respond. Sweet dreams. Now, gentlemen, I didn't even see what time he even got the text. Okay, but he got it late last night. But, gentlemen, this is why I tell you this is game. This is not deception. Everything I told Tyler to say was not manipulating. It's just I'm using my motherfucking mouthpiece, my culinary school, and I am guiding her and letting her know that I am never going to force trust. I don't want to force you to trust me. I want you to feel good enough about me where you begin to trust your feelings towards me without me doing anything at all. I keep trying to tell you the level that we're on. We're not on the level of running behind fucking women and begging and bartering and trying to prove our motherfucking selves. The level that we're on is where they see the value in us by how cool, calm, collected we are, as if we've been here before hundreds or millions of times. So I don't need to rush you to want to be with me. Take your motherfucking time. As long as we're going towards my four, I have no problem taking my time. Because when a woman realizes you know how to take your time, she will begin to rush. See, the reason why women slow shit down is because motherfuckers that push for shit like this so fast are the same kind of individuals that will get on top of her for 3.5 seconds, nut, and roll the fuck over. And women don't want that experience. They want a mental and physical connection. So guys, just soak that up, okay? I just want to, good job, Tyler, got that. Guys, you want to call in, y'all got the number, and let's get back to the show. But I just want to take a moment and let y'all see how game works, because there's nobody showing you this. You go last night, you see we got hurt tight. We showed the letter, Tyler, we showed it. I told him what to say off the top of my head. As a great student, Tyler listened to me. Tyler followed the playbook. Tyler sent that shit over, and that is the result. Loving with, God damn it, just one more time, guys. Look at the wording. Look at the wording, the words. I love your response. Look at the words. This kind of communication and connection is precisely what I need. See that? These are key fucking words, exploring with me on a sensual level in the way you know how. Man, guys, this is why I tell you. And it connects to what we're talking about, because this is, hey guys, this is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. When I see her, I see it all. I see all the moves. Not that she's going to make. I see all the moves that I just need to position myself to get her to make the moves that she is going to willingly make. Not the ones I'm going to beg, not going to try to prove, not going to kiss her motherfucking ass. All I'm going to do is show the fuck up and show the fuck out and get that invite. That's why the invite is so important. Because once I make that connection right here in that pussy between her ears, guys, it's a motherfucking wrap. Because the majority of the average grass-eating motherfucking lion, or what do we call them, the guys above ground, them motherfuckers, they only are just thirsty and they just want to fuck, which is not a bad thing. The surface dwellers. You see, I got a new word for y'all. Surface dwellers. Surface dwellers. Lines are open. 757, I'll bring you in 1 second, sir. Let me answer this question real quick. And I got you, 757. It sounds like you're from the DMV, Virginia. So I got you, DMV. Give me 1 second. Let me read this. I know what it feels. Question. I know what it feels to be a man women make rules for, but in your experience, what does it mean when a woman tells you, usually I'm not that kind of girl who? Okay, RL, this is what I just talked about before. Women have what I call, hold on. Let me grab this call real quick, and I'm going to answer that question, R, because I got to break that down. Let me grab this call real quick, because I don't want to keep this guy on the line real quick. 757, what's your question, brother? How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, so, you know, I'm the one that sent the text last night, and I wanted to go in depth with it. So I can wait while you, you know, do whatever you got to do, if that's cool.
Wait, you want to say what are you talking about?
Last night before the show ended, I sent you an email.
Oh, that fucked up ass text. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put you back in. Yeah, we'll talk to you in a second. Hold on. Yeah, you put that whack ass text. Yeah, hold on 7x7. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me hear what I said. So, all right. So let me go ahead and guys, I got if y'all got questions, I'll mark them. So, okay, real quick, RL, let me explain something to you. Okay, this is very important. Okay. So, all right. A car that's been used before it gets to the lot of the used car parking lot. Okay. All right. And Cameron, I got you. We already marked it. Don't ask questions twice. Okay. We already got it marked. I'll get to it. Just be patient. A car that is used will go to a used car lot and they will clean it up and they will make it smell brand new, even though it's used. Okay. As I told you before, a lot of women out there will clean themselves up and repackage themselves. Through the repackaging of themselves, they are going to stick to their beliefs. They're going to reaffirm and reconnect with, I'm a good girl. I have morals. I have values. I have ethics. I am morally grounded in the Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I go to church every Sunday. And I am just not that kind of girl that would do anything that goes against my moral and faith and judgment, blah, 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 blah. Okay? You see that right there? And that's okay. Because what do I keep trying to tell you? And I've shown you in this, RL, it's the same thing. The problem with most guys is that they don't understand the belief system is tied into the pussy, meaning that everything – you see, the problem y'all lose is y'all always trying to get the pussy that's attached to her moral code. The only thing that's going to override and supersede a belief in a woman is emotions and behaviors. That's the only thing. So when you have a woman, getting back to what you're saying real quick in this thing, when you have a woman saying to you, I'm usually not that kind of girl who, I am not placing judgment on her. What she thinks is absolutely her truth. But as I told you guys before, there are a few ways and a few roads that I want to show you guys of how her world begins to change and how she herself chooses to want to have you penetrate one orifice on her goddamn body. Case in point right here. I'll give you two cases in point. Case in point, you take this beautiful woman right here. This woman right here has a plethora of motherfucking guys, thousands of guys on Instagram, all kind of guys, right? Well, she met. And look, after the conversation, this was the moral code change when she realized that she's saying, I think you're out of my league. When they start to realize that you cut from a different cloth, they got to play by different sets of rules. So, and another thing is like I've always showed you, again, like I got to tell you, even though a woman has that moral code, it's not what she says when she's with me. It's not what she does when we're together. It is what happens when I'm not around that changes everything. Because if these women aren't asking you, what have you done to me? Why is it I'm always thinking about you? Why can't I get you off of my mind? Then you got some work to do. So getting back to what you're saying real quick. When a woman says, I'm not that kind of girl who does that, that's fine because I've had them say that to me. You know what? I just want to see you and, hey, look, no sex and nothing like that. And you know what? And what do I always tell you? I told you since the Pussy Whip show in the late 90s. What do I tell you guys? It's like stocks. And when everything's going right, we're at the park. We're having a good time. We're laughing. I'm making her laugh, smile, blush. We're having a good time. Now, remember, it's the same woman that says she don't want to do anything. But what I'm doing is I'm giving her sample after sample after sample of me. Now, if y'all don't understand the samples, let me explain. The rule of the mall, like I've always told you, is the reason why motherfuckers stand out in front of the food court and give you motherfuckers free samples is because they know whatever it is you eat, if you like it enough, not only are you going to get in line to get that thing, but the next time you go to the mall, you're going to buy it. Matter of fact, before you even go to the mall, you're going to say to yourself, God damn, you know what? I got to go to the mall today. You know, I'm going to give me some of that bourbon chicken. That's how it works. So what I was doing at the park, I was giving her nothing but samples. But guess what? I said, you know what? It's getting late. I'm going to go ahead. You go ahead and get home and everything. I'm going to go ahead and get you home and all that other stuff, right? And she was like, well, is something wrong? Well, no, nothing's wrong. It's just that, you know, hey, look, it's getting late. You know, I'm going late. Well, what's wrong? You got somebody else to see? Well, I mean, we're having such a good time. I said, I don't know. We're good. Well, I mean, what? You don't find me attractive? You don't? But wait a second. You know, hey, well, hold on. Listen, I'm just being on my best behavior. Look. I'm honoring what you said. And she kind of slouched. Okay. We get in the car and it's kind of silent. Everything. I'm good, cheery. I'm cool, calm, collected. Not mad, not frustrated or angry, because I know what's going to happen because I've created what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is, well, hey, you know, I got a few minutes. You know, hey, there's this little wooded area over there. You just want to hang out for a few more minutes? I mean, I don't really have nothing to do at home. Do you want to hang out over there for a few more minutes? And then we pull over and everything. And then all of a sudden, she gets out. She unbuckles her fucking belt. And hops over on the other side and straddles me. And I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Now, again, guys, look, I'm not playing stupid. I'm just respecting what you said. Listen, you said we're not going to do anything. I'm cool with that. But I also know that even though you said you ain't going to do it, I know through the emotions and the behaviors that I did that it's going to trigger something in you. And you have to have it. And you know you're not that kind. And sometimes, listen, sometimes we would have to do it in the car because she doesn't want her roommate to know, or she doesn't want her man to know, whatever it is. And whatever back then, Jay didn't want him to know. And you know what? I normally don't do this. And whatever that normally didn't thing she didn't do, not only did she do it then, but she kept on doing it because she loved it. And she did it because, you know what? You never pressured me. You never made me feel like a slut. You never made me feel like a whore. You never made me feel like I had to do this to keep you. And this is why I'm giving this part of me to you, because I want to show you what it's like when I'm appreciated. See that shit, guys? That's game. That's how game works, okay? Hold on, so I'm collecting all y'all questions, okay? So don't think I'm ignoring you. Let me take this phone call real quick. All right, 757, what's up, man? All right, what do you want to say about that email that you sent me with all that desperate-ass shit talking about your dick? You see a woman, you get blood rushing down between your legs. Why are you talking that way?
Right. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to go over the text with you, you know, in order, but if that takes too much time, then I can go straight to the question.
Yeah. Why are you talking about the blood rushing down to your pants when you see her, or why were you bringing up sex knowing that she didn't want to talk about that shit?
Right. Like, I was basically trying to build sexual interest.
Right. Okay, wait. You was trying to build what?
Sexual interest.
What is sexual interest?
Well, I think I'm probably using the wrong term, but I'm trying to.
Wait. As a man, when you make your statements, because it's important, you don't have a chance to do a do-over when you're in front of a woman. And this is one thing I'm trying to train you. When you're talking, you better know what the fuck you're talking about, because if you get questioned, you can't say, well, I didn't mean it like that. This is what I meant. Okay? So what were you trying to do? Now, come on, talk to me. What were you trying to do?
I wanted to get her trust from a 10 down to at least a 5. So,
okay.
By the time I take...
What makes you think talking nasty and about your dick and all this other shit is going to make her trust you when you have placed a judgment on her? What judgment did you place on her talking about sex and your dick? What was the judgment you placed on her?
Well,
just answer the question. What judgment did you place on her? Because if you don't know, I'll help you. I'm just trying to get you to see it. I'm trying to clean this up fast. What judgment did you place on her?
Judgment number 3, I believe.
Well, not judgment 3. You thought she was a slut. Okay, not that you thought she was a slut. You made her think that she was a slut. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, can I explain what I said, though?
All right, please.
If your mind and spirit is as beautiful as your looks, then that's when blood start rushing down to the you-know-where area to my body. So I admit that was corny. Like,
that's,
I completely understand.
Yes. Okay, but, okay, remember, we're talking about a morally, ethically sound, repackaged woman. Now, I'm saying she ain't whoring and slutting. I ain't saying that. I'm saying when you're talking to her right now, she thinks she has values. She has morals and all this other shit. So why do you think, and she doesn't trust you, what makes you think you're talking about spirituality on one hand and then blood rushing down to your dick? How is that going to make a woman who doesn't trust you and a woman who has morals and ethics at that moment really want to fuck with you, big dog?
No, that's a good point. Like, I was trying to make it look like, you know, I wanted to get her to desire me. So I was like, well, if your mind and your spirit.
Wait. Do you think that you can chip away? Okay, all right. If we're looking at a wall, think about a block. You gonna, when I say no trust, I mean there is no trust. Do you actually think you can break trust in a few words?
No.
See, the problem is, young man, you were desperate and you were thirsty. And you were so desperate and you were so thirsty that you tried to break her from a 10 to a 5 by talking about spirituality, which, you know what? She was probably on a moral code, which say, oh, man, this guy understands me. But then you're talking about blood rushing to your dick? What the fuck are you? What kind of creepy, thirsty-ass shit is that, man?
Yeah, man, like, it wasn't my intention to come off as creepy, but
okay, remember what I told you. When you're saying the shit you're saying right now, and you know she doesn't trust you, and you know by listening to me she's got a moral code, not to say it's real, you know that, and yet you still did what these average motherfuckers do. And that is try to fuck her very fucking fast.
No, that's true. That's true.
Pushing the envelope. She was
like,
giving.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So, as far as like, you know, throwing any type of sexual pass, like, do I have to get her?
I'm not,
you know,
remember,
trust
I'm
that.
What am I? I don't bring up. Why do you think I don't bring up sex?
Because
you surface dwellers bring up sex all the time. And that's the key to her figuring out who the fuck you are by your thirst. You surface dwellers always want to talk about fucking. And as soon as you talk about fucking, she knows you. Why do you think I tell you I don't bring up sex? Because I'm not a surface dweller. Right, I'm not a surface dweller. But I position myself to get her to talk about sex. See, if you were doing the land, sea, air, like I told you, do you have wine above your bed? Yes or no?
No.
Right. Do you have your easel in your living room? Yes or no?
No.
Do you have your shower lights that change different colors? Yes or no? Say no.
No.
Do you have a fireplace in your apartment or your house right now?
No.
Okay, but if you had one, you probably don't even have the fire sticks that I've been telling y'all is game to use. So, because you're not really paying attention and listen to what I'm saying, what do you think all those things have in common? What do those things all have in common, dog? What do you think those all have in common?
You're expressing your sexuality without using words.
No. I'm just positioning myself to get her to start the dialogue of sex. All I got to do is take the fucking photo beside said thing that I would tell you about. That's all I got to do. That's all I got to do. Because I don't need to rush something I know I'm going to motherfucking get. But I'm not going to talk about it because I'm going to be about it when it comes time to talk about it. So when I'm hitting her through land, sea, air, and space, especially not voice message, but through photos and videos, what do you think she's going to do when she sees a video of me laying in the bed? She knows I have pillows behind my head. And as I raise my ass up, I directly, because of my director here, angle the fucking me and the wine above my bed where I'm talking to her, where she knows I'm in my bed and she wants to know what the fuck that is above my bed. The curiosity alone is going to make her ask the question, what is that above your bed? If I'm in the living room and I got the easel, the canvas, and I'm behind the canvas and I'm talking to her, but I'm kind of angling it where she can see the easel. What am I doing? Another thing. I'm positioning her to ask me, wow, I didn't know you were an artist, which would allow me to say I'm not an artist. Or enough times where I'm telling her to take a picture of me. Let me see you now. And then you know what? She says, I'm going to take a shower. You know what? Take a photo. Let me see you in the shower. I just want to see your shoulders. I just want to see you in the shower. To a point where I train her to ask me to see, let me see you right now. But then I'm going to just go ahead and I'll go out of the video and show her the shower water where it's going to start another conversation. And all I'm doing is positioning myself. I'm not forcing sex because we're already fucking here. I'm just leading her to my four. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes 100% like sense. Because basically what I was trying to do, I was trying to show her that, you know,
yes,
that I was confident, that
right.
I was,
no.
You know.
When you see, when you're trying to do something, you're really not doing it. It shows that you're really not the thing that you're trying to do. See,
right.
I don't need to try to be smooth. Yes.
But I do want to say this. I know who I want to become, right? But me, I was trying to be the person I'm trying to become. And I guess I just don't know how to become that person yet. But
that's why you need
somebody I'm not by trying to.
Right. But brother, that's why you need to get coaching and be a student of the game, dog. You're not going to. We talked about this yesterday. I can't go into it a lot. We talked about it yesterday. What did I keep telling you? You cannot reach your core because you don't even realize how fucked up you are. And I'm not saying you're a fucked up person, but how fucked up you are. Okay, let me just follow me what I'm saying. As I told you before, that you guys have a core that got you to the egg, okay? And something happened and you gave up on that person. But then something else happened is then when you started to go on YouTube and started taking on the stories of all these fake-ass motherfuckers and everything you started regurgitating that you believed in, put a layer on top of your core. So if you believed in that hypergamy shit, that's a layer. Female nature, a layer. High value man, money, clothes, status. You name all that silly shit that they've been saying and you believed in that shit, it placed a layer over your core. So now you want
right.
to really learn you. How can you learn you when you got other thoughts and other mindsets of trying to be somebody else by following the bullshit that they're telling you. That's why there will never be change in most of you guys. That's why next year, December 31st of this year, going into the next year, you're going to be the same exact person, and you don't know why. Because you're too busy trying to be the second best of whoever the fuck you've been regurgitating. But what I've been trying to get you to see is to say, fuck what I say. Learn your fucking fingerprint. Learn your language. Learn how you communicate, not to women, but how you communicate to yourself. Because the only way you're going to get to your core is by doing the first process of, do you have your puzzle pieces? Go ahead and say no. You have your puzzle pieces?
No, I don't. Right. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like,
now, wait. Let's just follow me. I'm going to show you why this might not be for you. Listen to me. You've heard me say that all the time, right? Go to Walmart, go to the dollar store, and get your puzzle pieces. Right? Have you not heard me say that?
Yeah, I have.
All right, hold on, wait. Now, let's be honest. Okay, stop. Okay, now. And me telling you to get your puzzle pieces, I never say anything about hypergamy, female nature, being a high-value man, or nothing. I'm just telling you to perform an action because you don't see what I'm trying to get you to see. But if I tell you what you should see, your mind is going to fuck you over and think you're seeing something that you know nothing about. You have got to see it because you have got to make the shift. And until you make that shift, you're not going to understand game. So I tell you for fucking free to go to the dollar store and get your puzzle pieces, 100-piece puzzles. Rip the box up. Dump the puzzles on the table. Build the fucking outer borders. And after you build the borders, because that's your fucking square here, because you're starting to communicate to yourself here, it is then you begin to do the thing that you haven't ever done, and that is work outside in by solving and taking the training wheels and figuring out the shit yourself instead of looking to another man for the fucking answers. But caller, you would see that if you would have followed the rules. But see, you lied. Let me tell you why you lied to me. You just told me that you want to learn game. Did you not say that?
Yeah, I genuinely
all
do.
Right, all right. No. So why did you lie? Why are you lying in my face? Why you don't want to learn the game? Why are you lying to me? Caller, before you say anything, listen to me. You said you want to learn the game, right? Right? I instructed you to go take your lazy fucking ass to the dollar store or to Walmart to begin the process of the game. And yet, you still don't have your fucking puzzle pieces. So do you really want to know the game, my brother?
I do, and you're right. You're right.
No. Stop. You're lying again. Be honest and say, I don't want to know shit right now. Because when you instructed me, wait, do you think I'm telling you to get your puzzle pieces for shits and giggles? Let me ask you, what do you think I'm telling you to do that just for the fucking sheer joy of it? Why do you think I'm telling you to do that? Why do you think you're doing that as a joke? Why do you think I'm telling you to get your puzzle pieces?
Yeah, because I know, like, it's a part of putting the pieces together for myself. Like, it's an internal thing.
If you know that and you say you want to learn game, then what should you have done to connect that thought and behavior? What is the glue? The fucking action. And, my friend, you didn't do the action. You don't want to know the game right now because it's not about me. I'm just showing you why you don't want to do it. When the opportunity comes to teach you something, You have got to perform an action with it. That's a student of the game. I told Tyler last night what to say to that woman. And you know what Tyler did? Tyler fucking, when the show was over, went back to what I said, wrote everything fucking down, and sent that Scud fucking missile over to that woman. You want to know why? Because Tyler is a student of the game. If I tell him to do something, he knows that I got his best interest. He knows I'm not trying to fuck him over. He knows I'm not trying to make him me. He knows I'm not trying to give him no regurgitated shit. I'm just trying to show him game. So how can you sit there and tell me and everybody over here, how can you sit there and tell us you really want no game and you don't even have your puzzle pieces to learn how to communicate with yourself, to be able to solve situations yourself, to see those puzzle pieces as situations? And if I connect with myself like I did when I was going at that egg, I'm unstoppable. But you can't see that when you're not following fucking directions, my brother. And then you got the nerve to say in front of me and my chat room dogs and the ladies out there that you want to learn the game. Come on, man. You don't want to be a student of the game. Brother, when I was nine, my motherfucking mentor threw nickels, pennies, and fucking, no quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies on the fucking cement because he asked us, do we want money? And that was the opportunity to see if we were really about what the fuck we saying or we just saying shit to be saying it. I'm giving you that same opportunity, and yet you say in my face that you want to learn game and you don't even have your fucking puzzle pieces. Come on, dude. All right? Well, I got to move on. I just want you to think about that, man.
No, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to show and prove, so I appreciate, the tough love.
I say it with love.
Yeah,
but you,
yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, you don't see what I'm talking about because you're not – remember, there are things you don't know, and then there are things you don't even know that you don't even fucking know. And for the average guy – see, let me tell you something real quick. I used to watch kung fu movies when I was a little kid, Black Belt Theater, all the Shaw Brothers, like Five Deadly Venoms, Kid with the Golden Arm, all that other stuff. I used to love the kung fu movies because the thing I love the most, and that's why I learned why I connected everything as well, is that the student came in so green. And with a mentor, fuck it, let's scoot it up from the 70s. Let's scoot it up to a movie because everybody's watching Cobra Kai right now, right? That's like from the Karate Kid. Young Daniel's son, when he wanted to learn karate, right? And Mr. Miyagi said, okay, you want to learn karate? Here's a towel and shit. Go wash all those fucking vehicles. And then after you wash them, I want you to dry them. And then I want you to take this towel to put wax on. And I want you to take this towel to put wax off. See, when you're not a student of the game and you don't know game, you're going to look at it like, oh, what the fuck is this mother? I'm not here to wash fucking cars and clean vehicles. I'm here to learn karate. Yeah, and see, right. That's our fucking problem. You think karate is walk, chalk, yeah, gee, God. Or you think game is, hey, getting all these women in bed. No, that's not game at all because you don't know what game is on your level of thinking. So when he got upset, even the one with Will Smith's kid, with Jackie Chan, they didn't like the fact that they were just, all I'm doing here is waxing, I'm just shining up cars and drying them off. I came here to learn karate. And then when they threw the first punch and that motherfucker did a block, he was like, whoa, where did that come from? And then when he threw another punch, he came and did another block. Because you don't know what you don't know, and you don't sometimes know what you don't even fucking know. And that's your problem. Because you're a surface-level dweller, you're looking for surface-level shit, and this is not me. You're looking for me to give you a fucking kayfabe word like these motherfuckers do. I don't do that. We are below the surface. And everything I'm telling you to do is no different than you waxing a fucking car and waxing off. The only way you are going to break the shift in you is by shifting yourself, by beginning the process. Game starts with a process of mind and fucking behavior connected through the glue of action. And if you can't get something simple like a box of fucking puzzles, then you're not ready to be a student at a game. Because what you see right now is the beginning of a little motherfucker jumping on a fucking concrete trying to grab a dime, a penny, and a fucking nickel. This is the result that you see right now. Because I didn't know what I didn't know, nor did I care, because I didn't even know I should care. I just did and went after it because the opportunity presented itself. That's when I became a student. But if you choose not to get your puzzle pieces, or any of you, don't get them. But don't waste our time trying to say you want to be a student and you don't even have your puzzle pieces, okay, my brother? I say that with love, because I want you to be a student, but you don't see game. This is why I always tell you the shit that we show y'all nobody talks about. Nobody on YouTube tells you to get your fucking puzzle pieces. Not one motherfucker on YouTube but me. And I'm not trying to be anybody else, and I'm not trying to get you to be me. I'm trying to get you to see yourself through what I fucking teach. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay? 757?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I promise I got you, and I really appreciate, no, like, hey, you know, it. The hey, real shit, on, man. Hey, appreciate
just,
it.
Just do it. Just do it and get at me, you. Okay? I got you. I got love for you. Hey, look, I love you little motherfuckers. I got love for you, okay? That's why I'm doing this. Because I'm not going to be here for long. I don't know how much longer I got. I'm going to be here. That's, you see, hey, you want to know why I wrote my book and going to publish, get it out there at 50? Because I feel at that point in my life that I'm at the top of the mountain. I'm going towards my demise. So now I can share shit. I never wanted to share it when I was before 50. Now I'm going to share it, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not going to be here for long. You must learn this shit. So when I am not around, you must be able to pass the baton to the next motherfucker. Not me. It's my time to be up. It is up to you to pass the baton. So I've got to do everything I can to get you prepared. So not only do you know you, but you can pass that shit to your sons, your daughters, or any little motherfucking knucklehead that you know, and get them to pass the baton when you're not around. That's how game is, okay, young man?
Yes, sir. Facts. Facts on facts, man.
Motherfucking right. All right, let me throw you back. I got to grab these other calls and shit. We got a show to do. All right, so I'll get back at you, man. I
appreciate you.
I respect you, man. 714, I got you, then 504. Sorry for the wait. 714, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to ask, what do you think? I don't use it myself because I'm an older guy, but what do you think for these younger guys under 30, 35? Dating apps for these guys. I never heard your take on dating apps for these younger dudes, Steve.
Okay, here's the problem. Okay, all right. Who is the common denominator between texting, being on the phone, or writing a letter? What was the common denominator?
Well, it used to be, if you go back hundreds of years, writing romance, you would court a woman. But nowadays, if you're writing women, chances are, if you're writing a woman and not seeing her in person, you're probably not getting laid, right?
No, I need you to focus. I ask you one more time. You don't know, I'll answer the question. What is the difference? What is the common denominator between a person writing, texting, being on the phone, or on video with a woman? What's the common denominator?
You're not there in person.
Okay, you have failed. Let me teach you, okay? Let me tell you why I don't talk about texting. Because it's not about the texting. It's not about being on the phone. It's not about approaching. It's not about being on video. It's not about face-to-face. Because you are the common denominator of how you communicate. When you are able
well,
to communicate...
Well, I thought that was a fucking given. Of course
no,
I am.
No, stop. No, wait, let me pause you because you too much noise in the background. I just need you to listen. 504, I got you next. What I'm saying to you, big dog, is this. And this is why you don't ever hear me talk about that shit. Because what I'm teaching is something that is deeper than just fucking sending a text message. A lot of these young men feel that they are good at approaching, but they can't text. Or they feel they're good at texting, but they can't do nothing face-to-face, and it's all a fucking lie. At the end of the day, you are the common denominator. And until the man who cannot communicate with himself, keyword, with himself, will not be able to do any of those things. Because every one of those things ends in that man learning how to communicate and express itself. That's why I don't need to talk about texting. Still tied into your bid and how you communicate with yourself and whoever you talk to. Does that make any sense? Let me bring you back in because of that noise. Does that make any sense, 714?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're right. It does make a lot of sense. But so what you're saying is if a guy, once he can master communication, like these young guys, and he communicate with himself, it's just another tool to use. So you're not pro or con. It's just another. In other words, it's a tool to fucking master like anything else once you know communication, right?
Right. But also through texting, I know I'm connected with every woman around the world. And all I got to do is just get in their ear or in their eyes through the things that I say. So I am all for people texting because that's a part of how you communicate. If you cannot communicate with yourself, your text message don't come off weak. And that's where these guys go wrong. But that's why, I am trying to teach a core of you. Texting, voicemail, or watching a woman, those are like parts of a bigger system. They're
right.
Parts of it. So it doesn't matter if I'm texting, I put a note on a dove, or I do fucking smoke signals. It's going to have some fucking impact because it's coming from me. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I want to hear, big guy. That's what I want to hear.
That's the
totally
truth.
Sincere.
Yeah.
No, it's truth. It's sincere. It's fact. That's it. These guys don't know how to communicate with themselves, let alone any. Like you said, you got to learn how to master. You got to know yourself. Is this a true statement? You must master and know yourself before you can know other people. Isn't there truth to that?
Yeah, I talked about that yesterday. I talked about guys talking about being manipulated by women. They manipulate themselves before they walk out the door. So they're already coming into the game manipulated. So, yes, it's all about
the makeup and all that shit.
That's why I teach what I teach, because a lot of these guys don't understand them at a core. Again, they're surface dwellers. They stay on the surface. They never go below the surface. Because they don't know there's a surface below them in which they need to get to their core. Because they look to everything else besides themselves. And I'm trying to bring them back to game by learning themselves. Okay, big dog?
All right, big dog. I appreciate it. And all these guys should go out and get your book and read it because
it's not out yet. It's going to be
they should all get your book.
It's not out yet. It's not out yet. It's going to be dropping, but it's not out yet. But I just wanted to.
When it does drop, I mean, I don't know if it dropped or not, but when it does drop, they should be fucking lined up to get it, these guys, because it would answer a lot of their questions.
Yeah, but you remember Law Zero, the game ain't for everybody. Remember that. Everybody can't make the football team. See, my book is not about you read this, you're going to make it. My book is going to tell you, you ain't going to make it unless you want to make it. I'm not here to make it for you.
It's like the Navy SEALs. It's like the Navy SEALs, isn't it? Sort of. Yeah.
No, it's...
All right, bro. Thanks.
All right, brother. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call. And I'm sorry for having you on.
Thank you, my man.
All right, respect to you, brother. All right, 504, you're next, and we'll get back into the show. 504, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, Dean, I sent you an email of a text message I got today. A chick I met... like last month, text me out the blue, and
I just wanted you to
take a look at it. And, you know,
all right, I got you, my brother. Hold on, let me see. I didn't get it yet. Wait, send it to the man mindset at gmail.com.
The man mindset at gmail.com.
Wait, 707. Wait, that's Tyler. Last one I got was from Tyler.
You don't see one for like at I sent it right before the show started.
Oh, well, damn, you got to let me know. Reginald.
504.
Okay, there you go. Okay, my bad. All right, let's look at this shit. Wait. I'll make sure the numbers out there. Okay, so this is the...
I thought it was kind of rough.
I don't know. We about to find out what the fuck you did. Okay, I got a few. Yeah. All right, we're going to... All right, I got them. All right, we about to... Okay, hold on, dog. We're going to go do this together. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. We're going to do this together. Do this live and scripted. All right, here we go. Now, wait. Let me make sure. No numbers or everything. You got all the numbers out and shit, right?
Yeah, I'm blocked. Yeah, I'm blocked.
All right, good. Sugar. All right, so let's look at this shit, guys. We're going to get into it, guys. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get back into the game. But let's get to this because y'all are important to me. All right, here we go. So she said, hey, hun, how have you been? You're saying, I'm doing well. How is your day going? Excuse me? Why are you? Tell me right now, why in the holy Sam fuck are you saying I'm doing well? How was your day?
Sent that shit, knew I shouldn't have sent it. It was kind of like.
Why did you say that?
Typing. I don't know.
I can't tell you how I've been until you let me know if you're free Saturday around 3 o'clock so you and I can go. Well, you up north, so we can't go to Lake Spread your ass cheeks. But so you and I can go get some motherfucking cocoa on the corner of my dick and my forehead, your forehead, my balls in your mouth.
Right.
Do you see? I always tell you still in your four. You've already, God damn it. All right, we'll keep going, but this is bad. This is bad. Next thing she says, it's okay. Okay, it's okay. You've been in my dreams, and I don't know why, though. So I guess God was telling me to check on you. Wow, LOL. What happened in your dreams? Staying on your floor. Listen, I know you have dreams about me because I have dreams about myself. And why don't we do this? Look, why don't we go to Lake Spread Your Ass? Excuse me. Why don't we get together Saturday at 2 o'clock so we can discuss the dream that you had and why we are here right now? But you didn't do that. Let's keep going. All right, let's go. All right.
It gets better.
All right. Oh, my God. There's so much in here. Okay, here you go. All right, so then you ask her, okay, what happened to your dream? She said, shoo, a lot. And you sent her an emoji. Oh, sorry, excuse me. You sent her a lot. Well, you know what? I'm glad it's a lot because when we get together over some cocoa, I'll look into those beautiful, sexy eyes of yours because if you remember, those were the things that got me to go over there and put my bid in the first place. Why you tell me about your motherfucking dream? Come on. Oh, I'm sorry. We got clapping. See that? I got you. I gotta cheer myself because I'm just a bad motherfucker. But let's keep going with what she says. All right. Then she says, God, I can't make this shit up. She says, hold on. There it is. Damn it. I fucking moved it. I don't know, guys. I don't know why this thing doesn't grab. All right, boom, right there. There, grab it. Wait. God damn it. Come on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to get it to focus. The fucking. Oh, wait.
You need me to read it? Oh.
No. I want them to see it because I don't want them to think that we just making shit up over here.
Right.
All right. She's saying, okay, if I should tell you. Wait. She said, I don't know if I should tell you because it made me say, whoa, that's happening a lot, and that wasn't bad. Now, guys, let's see what this motherfucker said then. Well, it didn't sound bad, LOL. We should meet up so you can tell me about it. Now, that's okay, but wait a second. Let's go down a little bit. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going down with the phone. Let's go down a little bit. She said, I don't know if I should tell you because it made me say, whoa. Do you know what W-O-A means? It was sexual.
I blew her mind.
No. The whoa in this was, let me show y'all guys live. Oh, yeah, this was the whoa. The whoa was in her dream, you had her knees pinned to her shoulders. But yet now you play the save. All right, are you asking for the date? Okay. She says, I wish I could have lived in Arkansas, remember? You said I thought you were Mississippi. You know when you're back in town. Oh, no, I'm saying, excuse me. Excuse me. You're not going to believe this. they have this new technology, big dog. They have this new technology. It's so amazing. Did you know that your telephone, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You can press a button on your phone and go live on the air even if she's on fucking Jupiter. You can go live. Right.
With the telescopes.
Yeah. But then why the fuck didn't you say that then, man?
I want to meet in person.
Brother. I know we want to get her to meet you in person. But does that mean you don't want her to play with her pussy while she's about to meet you in person? You don't want to see her see you pussy and ask the titty shot? Oh, no, you just want to see her in person?
That's what you want?
Come on, man. You got to be better than that. Let's see this shit she's... All right, let's see what she said, okay? All right, so far it's been three... Dude, why aren't y'all talking dirty? It's been three dreams. Each time it's come a little bit more intimate. I remember the first one, but the second one, we grabbed each other's hands, locked each other's fingers. I passed by, you look at me. Oh, my God. Guys, please read this. Guys, please read it. Guys, sometimes they throw the pussy at you, and you don't even see that, okay? She talking about how you kissed her so hard, her breath, and all this other stuff. And let's see. There's a little more. Hold on, guys, before we get to what he's saying.
It kind of kicked in right there.
His fingers pressed. You looked at me in my eyes last night, walked up. Hey. You walked up, all right? Dripped her with kisses, hard. She couldn't breath, blah, 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 blah. What did you say? Intimate, passionate, aggressive. Yeah, that sounds like me perhaps in my sleep. I left my body and paid you a visit at 3, LOL. Unfortunately, you haven't been on my radar either, but you changed. Let's keep in touch. I would like to hear more about these dreams. But I'm more interested in creating dreams of our own. I don't like that, man. I mean. And then she's all excited. Okay. Hold on, let's see. She's all excited about it. Let's just go through it real quick. So, I'm gonna get the focus one time, guys. Oh, here we go. She said word. Okay. I'm scared to go to sleep now. Now, wait. I'm going to give you a C+, but you just fucked up. Why didn't you tell her what you wanted? Send me a picture so I have something to dream about. That was good. But you want a full body shot. Now, wait, let me make sure. Did you get a full body shot?
I told her both. Yeah, I got a full body shot.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of bypass the smile and everything. All right, I got a little bit of a smile. Let me see if I can just blow up what she's saying. All right, you say, I know I've never noticed how sexy your lips were. Okay, then what did she say after that? That's all I got. What happened after that?
She sent two more photos, and she said, you're welcome, and that was it.
Where are the photos? Let me see the photos. I'm not going to show any people. Let me just see the photos. What we got? So send me the photos. Let me see.
Like I said at the beginning of the message, it was like two selfies.
I'm going to send it. Let me see what you got, man. Come on. And then I'm going to answer your question. Guys, like, we got you covered. If y'all have a question, I'm going to answer all your questions. We're still talking about today on the fear of success and why it's there. Because if you don't understand the why behind it, you're never going to solve the success. So let's see here in a second. Let's see. No, I didn't get it yet, dog. Let me know when it's coming, and I got you, dog. But, yeah, so we're going to get you back.
I'm sending it right now. How did I do on the end of that last message I sent?
Well, here's my question. How long have you been listening to me for?
A while.
Excuse me? Where are the voice messages?
Right.
Where are the video messages. So have you been listening to me or have you just been sitting around?
Just sitting around.
Come on, man. I say this all the time. Listen, guys, I'm going to do everything I can to get these women to bring the pussy to you on a platter. You just got to follow the fucking playbook, baby. Come on. All right, let me know when it gets there. I got to continue with this, some of these questions the guys have, and I got you, okay? Let me see. I think I got you, Reginald.
All right. We're looking forward to coming right over.
Okay, just let me know. Give me a second. Okay. Question here. Does writing poetry allow you to communicate that after? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That, listen, I learn poetry as soon as I learn the power of words, because everything I'm saying is poetry. And for those guys out there that don't understand poetry, what you listen to on the radio is poetry, whether it is hip hop, rock, R&B, goth, metal, old school, new school, trip hop, trance, or whatever. It's all poetry, sir. It's all poetry, okay? Poetry you should be practicing, C-Dog, is not like woe is me or roses are red. You want to write about experiences of things that you're going to do to that woman, but you got to be, I'm going to give you depth, okay? I'll give you an example. If I usually give you all an example of C spot run. I'll use that. Use the basis of C spot run, okay, as poetry. What do you see? Why do you see it? What color is that you see? What is the wind like, or what is the weather like while you're seeing it? Spot, who is spot? Why is spot there? You see what I'm saying? Where does spot come from? What can you tell me about spot? Is spot nice? Is spot mean? And run. Where is he running to? Why is he running? How fast is he running? Is he just jogging? Is he pick up speed? So what I'm saying is that everything that you do should have that kind of depth to it. So it's just not kissing the woman. How are you kissing her? Why are you kissing her? What is setting up the kiss, and what's going to happen after the kiss, and what are you doing during the kiss? And you got to break. So that's how the mouthpiece works when you get the poetry done, because when you do that, you can be able to express that, because women love expression, guys. I don't know what these motherfuckers are teaching y'all, but women know that. Okay. I created a landfill that gets rid of if they're necessary, if they make sure to keep shit out. I'm saying, well, okay. Well, yeah, no, listen. That's why your scribe is so important. Because only the important things that are important to you is going to be scribed first, okay? Just want to let you know. That's why he's very important. So you won't have to worry about a landfill if you just trust your scribe. And the way you talk to your scribe is there, whatever is on your mind that you feel is important, you will scribe it. So you don't have to throw away information. Because I keep telling you, it's like, think about the studio, okay? I want y'all to think about the studio, and this is how you mix things, okay? This is how I want you to think about it. You might have a baseline in your head, right? Or a thought. I'm just giving you an analogy of a baseline. That thought is like the baseline, right? But you don't have the beat yet. But you know it's a good baseline. So what you do is you store the baseline away, okay? And then sometimes you might take that baseline out and you'd be like, okay, you know what? I can probably add a beat to it. All right, I'm going to add a beat to it. You're layering these things, okay? And then that's why you go away. Now, this is a key thing, kind of like the puzzle pieces. Remember I told you, don't try to solve it all at one time. Get your borders done and walk away from it. And then whenever you want to, you go and try to take one piece, figure it out, put it in, and walk away from it. Why? Because not only are you learning this that I'm showing you right now, but you're also learning this weird thing that you surface dwellers don't have, and that is patience and fucking discipline. I got you, man. We're pretty deep over here. All right, let me see if you said that shit, because I get the show going. All right, let's see what you got.
Check the latest one.
Oh, can I? I'm not showing the face, but can I let the guy see what you're working with?
The body physics? Yeah.
I want to make sure. I want to get permission first. Reginald, okay, sure. I want you to mark it. One hour, 30-minute mark, okay? Minute, 30 mark, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to go back and just say exactly what I'm about to tell you, okay?
Gotcha.
I want you to say, you know what, I have a bone to pick with you. LOL with a smile. And I understand that you had a dream about me several times and the things that I'm going to do to you. But now that you sent me this photo of you, now I have something to work with. Now I want to ask you a question. Do you want a sample of reality, or do you want to keep dreaming about me? And the kind of sexy woman that you are, and I know you want to go beyond what you think you know, is automatically going to tell me you want to get a taste of what it's like to be with me in real time without dreaming. So allow me to take a moment and look you up and down from your beautiful calves to your thighs to your ass to your whole entire body, and this is what I want to do. What I want you to do tonight, but first, before we do it, I need you to invite me in by saying, yes, you want to play, and I'll wait for your response. Wait for a response to say, yes, I want to play. And then once she says, yes, I want to play, okay, now, Reginald, this is all I want you to do. Now, you write this shit down because now it's time for voice. Now, Reginald, this is going to be, Reginald, I'm going to show you a two-bird, one-stone move right here, okay? It's going to be two-bird, one-stone move, okay? Because once she says she wants to play, do that in texting. Okay, let me show all the guys why I'm just showing it. I just wanted to, okay, this is what he's working with now. Once you go two bird, one stone, Reginald, this is what's going to happen. The next part after she says she wants to play, now I want you to write down what I'm about to tell you live on the air. After the show is over, you go back to the 1:31 mark, write all this shit down. Now, what I'm about to tell you, I want you to write it down so then you use voice message. The reason why you're going to use voice message is because we're going to connect reality number one, but number two, we want to give her the drug of you where she's going to play that shit that you said to her girlfriends and every fucking woman who wants to listen. She's going to let them all hear you talk all that good shit that's going to make her motherfucking pussy wet. So the next part here is got to be audio, okay? Because after she's done with the experience, she's going to keep going back. Remember, positioning ourselves. We want her to keep going back and playing the audio of how you're going to get her to masturbate in the shower to you. Yeah, yeah. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to say. So what I want you to do, and now, now listen, what I want to do is now that I know you want to play, now this is when you start the audio. Now I know what you play. I just want you to listen to my voice and follow every command that I tell you. Now, right now, I'm looking at this photo of you, so I'm going to use this photo as if you're wearing that right now. And what I want you to do when you take a shower, I want you to go ahead and slowly undress yourself, because what I would do is looking at this photo, I would get right behind you, just up enough for you where you feel the tip of me pressing up against you. And I will take my hand and I will reach around and I will slowly pull the veil down, or pull that the string, whatever the fuck is holding her up, whatever that is right there, guys. I will slowly pull that down and let it fall off your shoulders, where it goes off your breasts, it hits your hips and your thighs as it reaches your feet. I just want you to follow the command. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to find your favorite music that you love to play, you love to sing, or maybe you love to masturbate to. And I want you to place that in the bathroom. The reason why, because it's nothing like, if I was there right now, it's nothing like me touching and taking your clothes off to the sound of your favorite song. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to turn off the lights, because you know what? There's nothing like not knowing where my lips and my fingertips are going to touch you. Just follow what I'm saying, because if you're doing it right now, you're doing such a good job, and you're so sexy doing it right now. Now let Reginald follow me. Reginald, you got to write all this shit down, Reginald. I'm going off the top of my head.
I'm with it.
All right, okay. Just, but now this is the stuff you're going to be talking, okay? All right. Okay. Next thing I want you to do is when you take a shower, I want you to take your towel, okay? And I know you had a dream about all the bad things that we're going to do together, but this is what I want to do right now. I want you to take control. And what I want you to do is I want you to take that towel and let that towel be my lips and my tongue. And what I want you to do is let me explore your body the way you would want me to explore it if I was right there with you right now in the shower, in the dark, listening to your favorite music. Take my lips, take my tongue, and let me experience you through your eyes, through your wants, through your imagination, through your sexuality. And the only thing I ask for in return is I just want you to tell me about the experience. You send that shit to her, okay? Now listen, Reginald, this will be the beginning. Now, Reginald, this is only step one, because step two later on, if you call me, if I do a show tomorrow or next week, you call me. Two is we're going to create a masturbation tape for her, something that she can masturbate to when she's masturbating, but it's going to be to you. Or better still, Reginald, next time, next week or something, you talk to her and shit, we'll create a sleeping tape before she goes to bed. So before she goes to bed, put me on, press play, and let me tell you a few things I want to do to you before you go to bed and dream about me. But now what I'm showing you is the two birds, one stone. Because now what's going to happen is you have just instructed her on something that no motherfucker has ever told her to do. And not only that, she gets to hear the passion and the smoothness in your fucking voice. And after she gets out of that fucking shower, or even before that shower, she's going to play that every time she plays, that's a little bit of your drug in her. So always remember that, okay? But that's two birds, one stone right there, okay? So now, but what you did was, let me show you for those guys that just joined us and you're seeing her photo. But what you did was you just tied in her body and what she's wearing into the sexual experience of if I was there right now, this is what I would do. But we'll get deeper. But do you see what I'm saying? So go ahead now. You got the first text message. Right. So you go back, listen to the text message, write that down. The second one, you record that. You write that down word for word, and then you hit that button and record. It's going to be a bunch of different things, but you got to say it all because I want her to keep pressing you, not that other motherfucker that's trying to kiss her ass. I want her to keep pressing you. Just say, oh, my God, girl, I need y'all to listen. So I'm going to call y'all at work tomorrow. Girl, hey, girl, listen to shit. Listen what this motherfucker wrote. And what I want you to do is, what? Girl, let me hear that. My man never said that. What kind of motherfucking freak you got, girl? Girl, I don't know. But shit, where does he live? Mississippi, girl. If I'm you, you better get on that plane and go suck that man dick. See, that, brother, only positioning you to get her to get on a fucking plane to go suck your dick. If you just trust me, I got you. Because all I'm showing you right now, even since all this, is I'm positioning myself. Well, not myself, as in my mind, but I'm showing you how to position yourself to show her why she should get on a plane to suck your dick, big dog. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean.
That's motherfucking game. I got you, dog. So go ahead and I'll throw you back in. When the show is over, I want you to take what I told you and send that to her, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, hey, we want to send her something real quick. We do it right now. We'll do something right now while I'm doing the show, because I'm going to show you I can do two things at once. I'm going to tell you something to say right now to her. You send it to her, and you mute yourself, and she replied back. You let me know, and I'm going to keep talking that ish for you, okay? I got you. I'm going to show you how it works, live, unscripted, okay? So, all right, what I want you to say is, send it at A, say, what's up, A? Say, what's up, sexy? I want you to say, what's up, sexy? Write that down. Hurry up, because I got a new show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's up, sexy? After looking at your photo, I got a bone to pick with you. LOL.
Go.
There is, let me see. I got a bone. I'm trying to figure out another way we can say this. You got a bone to pick with her? Say, listen. If this is part of the dream, mm-hmm. then I got a new way we can play. And then send that to her, okay? Just send that to her right there, okay? Send that to her. Go ahead and mute yourself, okay? Send that to her. Mute yourself. And then if she replies back, let me know, okay? Because we'll get to the show, okay?
So just if this is part of the dream, I got a new way to play. Not the bone to pick, correct?
No, all of whatever, everything I fucking just told you. No. What I just told you. What's up, sexy? After looking at your photo, I got a bone to pick with you. Then say the next thing. That's it. Those little things I just told you right now. Not the shit I'm telling you got to write down later on. Just take that right now and send that to her.
Right.
And when she replies back, just interrupt me, and I'm going to tell you what to say next. I got you. All right?
Got it.
Because I already got it in the chamber of my head right now what I want you to say. So I already got it ready to go. See, I already got it. I already got it in my head already. I don't even know what the fuck she say, but I already know what I'm going to tell her. But go ahead and send that shit to her right now, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and send that to her. Let me go ahead and continue with the show. I hope it stays because it's raining out there. All right, go ahead and continue the show. Go ahead and pause yourself. I got you guys. Now let's get back to the show, guys. Guys, I got questions. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead. I always say, what if I forget certain information? I write down most information is some information I'm going to describe. No. Okay. See, this is why I tell you guys to start with writing, have a notebook. Where the fuck is a little notebook, a little notepad. Where's my fucking notepad? I don't see it around, but have a notepad and a pen and always write your stuff down. And then at the end of the day, once you write it down, you're going to have to file that shit away or type it and file it away. But that's why I want you to have your notebook, because I want you, because some information you're not going to be able to retain and remember until you get to that level where you can start putting it away. See, once you do it enough, just think about you counting to 10, okay? You have not only retained it, but you've trained yourself so well on it that you can access those numbers or alphabets like that. But to begin the process, you got to start writing it down, okay? And after you write it down, you retain it, and it'll come to you, big dog. It's just a process, okay? Alex, let me say, yeah, school's in session. Man, I got y'all, man. Appreciate the super chats, guys. Thank you very much, man. But let's get into the show. We're talking about, for a lot of you guys, about uncertainty, okay? We're talking about that, okay? See, fear of success, not fear of failure, not fear of the present, because there's several fears. But for a lot of guys out there, there is an uncertainty out there that makes you worry or stress about an unknown future, about a bunch of unseen events or circumstances that you actually think is going to happen. Now, with what I'm saying, I'm going to connect what I said in the beginning. Y'all remember what I told you about that woman when I have her coming over my place, giving her a wine, the music's going, the lighting is nice, and she goes and she looks at one of my art pieces, and you know how I like to use my guys. I'm going to use Ghost Rider right quick. I'm going to go Ghost Rider, you know, art piece from Ghost Rider himself, and I can tell her about Ghost Rider, and I can tell her why he painted the painting and the strokes that he used while I take her hand and do the strokes. Remember, that was all I saw in the future. Why is that future certain? Because I know I can move her to that future. That's why I believe in it. But give me a second. I'm going to get back to what I'm saying because I want to answer a question real quick. The ghostwriter said, you say you're not teaching men to sleep with women, but to get them to sleep with us. How can you teach women to sleep with you if a guy who has to do approaching in order to get sex with the women? Wait, let me go back in. You say you're not teaching men to sleep with women. That's true. Okay, but the women sleep with us. That's true. How can you teach women to sleep with you if the guy is doing the approaching in order to get sex from the woman? Okay, great question, Ghost, but you're in the wrong neighborhood, and let me help you out. But it's a great question. Okay, let's take the first line out. Okay, That's the truth. I'm teaching guys how to get pussy. Okay. This is why I teach you not to approach women. But you're new here, so let me help you out. See, I teach guys how to put in their bid. I don't fucking approach women because I don't sit around just throwing shit up on the wall making something stick. So you're new here. So once you learn about your bid, then, my friend, you will have a clear and more concise understanding of what I'm teaching, okay? But I got you. I'm gonna answer this question. It was a great question to ask, and I'm gonna show you real quick. Just a quick breakdown. I don't want to take too much time because we're getting to the depths and nooks and crannies of the game that I'm showing. But Ghost Rider, let me show you this, okay? Now, okay, you're saying if a guy has to do the approach in order to get the sex with a woman, who says you gotta do the approach and get the sex with a woman? That's where you're wrong. See, remember, Ghost Rider. And you're new to this, so let me explain. Remember, the level of thinking that you have right now, you can't see what the fuck I'm talking about because you are on the surface right now. Well, hopefully by you coming below the surface and seeing what I am teaching you will show you that me putting in my bid is not even trying to fuck, sir, because here's the thing, Ghost Rider, I'm not trying to fuck her when I first see her. And I'm teaching my guys not to fuck her when they first see her. I know that's going to shock you and kind of throw you off a little bit because you never heard anybody ever say no shit like that before. But if you listen and you understand where I'm coming from, as I show you the whys, then all of a sudden you will have more, you'll have more of an overstanding of what I'm saying. So what I'm showing you is this, my brother, real quick. I just show the guys real quick. There is a thing going trust, okay? The reason why we don't go after sex is this. Is because when you first meet a woman, she does not trust you at all. Doesn't trust me, doesn't trust anybody, okay? There is no trust, okay? So from 10 to 5, that means there is no trust. Now, when you get down to 5, there is a trust, but the trust can swing to being a brother or a friend or the friend zone, or the trust can be more flirtatious trust. But see, a lot of people on your level of thinking have never showed you the why you don't go for the pussy, because I'm not trying to fuck her. I'm trying to get the invite, but let me show you why your bid is so important. See, your bid is your fours, and fours are flexible and fixed fours. So that means when I talk to a woman and I put my bid in, my job is to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, because those are what are called fixed fours, and put in my bid in. My bid is my resume on why she should be fucking me, not me kissing her ass and begging her for sex. Okay, Ghost Rider? Then if you go below that, I'm going to make sure in my fixed four, I'm going to answer the why you, who are you, what do you want, and what is your intent? Once I do that, Ghost Rider, I'm going to give her my number, give her the opportunity to call me, because I'm going to let her know I want to get to know her in a more intimate way, Ghost Rider. But hopefully you, like all women, are going to take the word intimate and feel that I'm talking about sex. I am not talking about sex. But what you don't understand, Ghost Rider, is that the only way you're going to get a woman to want to fuck you is by to elevate her or educate her. And the reason why I'm using intimate is because there is some truth in that. Yes, I am sexually attracted to you. That's why I'm here. But the kind of man that I am, sleeping with a woman is not enough. My biggest problem is I run into a lot of beautiful women that just don't have anything in the cupboard. I'm trying to find out, does your character match your looks? That's what I want to do, and that's why I want to get to know you in an intimate way. Because let me tell you what intimacy is to me. Intimacy can be a smile, a laugh, a blush, a look, a touch, an unbutton, a hug. It can be a multitude of things. But this is what I'm trying to do, and this is why I'm going to give you my number to call me, because I want to know what's behind the curtain. That's why I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, okay? So now that I've got that out of the way, and she gives me a call that we're at the top now, what I'm going to do is I'm going nothing but truth, 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 Ghost Rider. One thing that you guys can't do is be honest with fucking women. This is what I was doing. This is how I met you. This is the choice and decision I decided to make. Just to sum it up, guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to sum this up real quick, but my regular guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. But Ghost Rider, I'm just trying to sum it up real quick. I don't give a fuck what she says. And once she says anything, I'm setting up the fucking date because I'm not wasting my time, okay? Which you'll see right here is another fixed four. Now, before we get to those flexibles right there, I want to let you know. Now, what I am trying to do is what is called a flexible four. What I am trying to do, this is why I teach my guys who get pussy, why you don't go for the pussy, because you're going for the wrong pussy. So what I want to do is position myself to get her to miss me, young man, because what you don't know about the game, it's not about who you are when you're with her. It's about what she's thinking about you when you're not with her, meaning that the way I'm going to do to get to that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to get to sexual trust that they don't teach you on the top surface of the dwelling that you motherfuckers do is that I'm going to hit her through land, sea, and air. So hopefully I was able to answer your question real quick because I got to get back into the thing, okay? So wait a second. He says, I will answer that. Most women are not going to approach. That is why a guy has to do the approaching. But Ghost Rider, you're not – get that fucking word out of your vocabulary, and until you do, you're going to lose. You're walking up to her, but in your mind –